Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. I'm so technical. So.
Wait, sorry. Can you talk a little more?
Yes. Can you hear me? Is there something?
Yeah. So you're quite quiet.
Okay. Let's see if I can make it louder.
Also, I'm echoing through you. So if you had headphones or something, that would mitigate that.
I have headphones, but I don't know how to connect them to the computer, to the microphone on the computer. Should I try it on my iPad?
I feel like your audio is usually better on the iPad than it is right now.
Okay. I don't think I have Discord downloaded on my iPad.
So, Tyler told me like half an hour ago that he can't record. So, it's just you and me.
Okay.
And also, I think Emily might be having trouble with the girls.
Yes.
So, maybe I'll go help her for 10 minutes and you can take 10 minutes to do tech stuff and then we'll round back up. Does that sound okay to you?
That's fine. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We'll give it a shot.
All right. I'll talk to you in a bit.
In South Australia I was born.
Heave away, all away.
South Australia is my home. We're bound for South Australia. All
away. Aye, scurvy knaves, it's episode 683 of the Bruise Day Tuesday podcast. And I'm a pirate, I guess, is the thing. I don't usually do these lately. But there's no one to introduce because both of the motherfuckers that were supposed to be on the show couldn't do it. So it's just me, a Sam Ginsberg.
Thanks, me. So I'm going to try and speed run this because here's the deal. It was supposed to be Tyler, as usual, and Mitch, as not that usual. Tyler had... Grip and rip it. Tyler has... a migraine. Mitch had some technical and, if we're being honest, mental difficulties. So it's just me. So, let's get this shit over with as quickly as possible. This is from Pig Minds Brewing. It's called Vanilla Bitch Slap, which I could have fucking sworn I had on the show before, but I checked the spreadsheet and weren't on there, so I'm gonna have this Vanilla Bitch Slap, 5.8% American red ale with natural vanilla. Something about a red ale with vanilla feels wrong to me. Like, just, are we an autumn thing or are we a winter thing? What are we doing? But who cares? I poured my beer too hard, so we're gonna jump right into what was going to be the first article, but will probably be the only article, because it's I always Google beer news, and it was like the top 10 articles were all just this same story from different sources. And of course, because I want my news fair and balanced, I'm pulling the Fox News version of it. A truck packed with 40,000 pounds of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer vanished in California. And police claim the missing haul could be part of a brazen cargo theft operation that made off with roughly $70,000 in booze in a single morning. So my first thought here is, if you call it Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, I feel like you don't know what you're talking about. And also, if you're measuring beer in pounds, it feels like you don't know what you're talking about. But if we're being honest, I'm not one for knowing what I'm talking about. Hey, what if I had some beer? Yes, let's do that. Yes, it's very, very flavorful, very vanilla. I wouldn't call it a bitch slap necessarily, but You know, the red ale actually comes through well. It's very, like, crisp and clean. Like, that kind of, like, cutoff that you like from a pale ale of just, like, yummy and then gone. That crisp cutoff is here and has the vanilla, which is interesting and something that I'm not used to. And I enjoy, but I don't know that it's going to get that good of a rating. Back to the article. Someone stole some Peeber. Pabst was offering a reward. Apparently there were a couple of cargo thefts mid-August. Oh boy, but it does get kind of tough to care about any of this. I do wonder, and maybe it gets into this in the article, and I just am not going to read it. I wonder, like, I watch a lot of heist movies. Like, I like a heist movie, and even, like, reading, like, that type of fiction. And, like, having a fence is such an important deal. Like, if you're a diamond thief, you need someone to sell the diamonds to. Otherwise, you got a bunch of diamonds. And, like, even more so if you're doing, like, art theft. I don't know who you're selling $70,000 worth of shitty beer to. Because it's, like, it's not, like, direct to consumer. Like, it's not like you're selling these to frats. And you're definitely not selling it to, like, liquor stores and beer distributors and that sort of thing. So I don't know who your middleman is. You're going to need one. And even if you have, like, a fence who's, like, specifically not on the level, I don't know how they're going to, like, their job is hard. If you are able to offload this to a fence, I feel like your fence is like, well, shit, what do I do with all this? And the answer might just be just, like, get fucked up. Which is, you know, there are worse things you could do. I guess I'll do a beer hack. Why not? This is Beer Hack 28. Shine up your pots. Very helpful when your dishwasher has been sandbagging it. So I just can't imagine. I just can't imagine. Because I feel like a lot of my toughest washes are beer glasses. Which, in fairness, is often like a shapes issue. Like it's too deep or it's like bowed out like a wine glass type of a thing. And it's like tough to like get up in there. But this is more or less saying, it's a great way to clean your nonstick surfaces, and, I'm fully unwilling to try it. I have to agree to disagree. It seems like a way to, like, maybe get, like, grease and pasta sauce off, and then have to clean beer off of it. And I kind of would just rather clean it once instead of twice. Call me crazy. I feel like we've been here long enough. This is, we got like 12 minute episode. It's not the shortest we've had. So I'm going to rate Pig Mines, Vanilla Bitch Slap. Still smells like vanilla. And I definitely wouldn't say it tastes like a bitch slap. But I do think it makes its presence known. I was, like, critical of the idea of, like, a red ale with this flavor, but I think it's doing what it wants to do, which is be, like crisp and zippy and also have vanilla, which is something that I wasn't, like, on board for in theory, but am, like, into in practice. I think this totally works. The vanilla is great, and the, for, you know, for lack of a better term, the bitch slap is good also. Like, I honestly think that this, if they lost the vanilla, I think that this would be a solid red. Not one of my favorite styles, but I think this would be a good example of the style. So, you know, they did what they wanted to do. Not my favorite idea, but they did it well, so I, you know, hard to hop on the jock too hard. I'm going to give this a 7.5 and recommend this to anybody who likes vanilla or receiving a slap. I think either way you'll be satisfied. Hey, Tyler, what are you drinking next week? Oh, right, you're not here. Because you suck. Yeah, I'll leave all that in. Why not? Well, If you want to hit us up on Blue Sky, that's at Brews Day Tuesday, and our links are all there at brewstuesday.com, and we'll catch you next week, hopefully, with more people than me. Bye!
Comes up here, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine.
Okay, if you stayed on until after the outro music, you should listen to the song Fast Car, because I had heard it a bunch of times and never really paid that much attention to it, but oh man, I was prompted to listen to it and like actually pay attention to the lyrics, and I cried pretty hard. So if you want a good cry, listen to Fast Car.